Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One and Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 18th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name is Celia Margaret Emma Clayton. I'm 44 and I'm from Beeston near Nottingham.
And how are you today?
Good, a bit nervous, but delighted. It's such nice weather, actually. It's good.
So can I just ask how you initially heard about the project?
I think I'd read about it in the paper, probably the Saturday Guardian, and then was chatting about it with some friends on probably the first or second day when it started and had a bit of coverage. And as a result of that, went online and then thought, oh, well, perhaps I'll apply. Yeah.
And what was it that actually inspired you to get involved in the project?
Well, I suppose it seemed like such an interesting opportunity to take part in something completely different, and I didn't think too much about it when I applied, and then when the thing came through and said I got a place, I suddenly had cold feet and thought, I don't really want to do that, do I? No. And it's been quite interesting that friends have either had one of two reactions: either fantastic, you know, go for it, what an exciting opportunity, or you must be mad, why are you doing that? Why do you want to stand on a plinth in Trafalgar Square? Yeah.
So could you talk a little bit about your ideas for today?
Yes, sure. I wanted to do something of, I suppose, a bit about myself, and something I really enjoy doing is hiking in the Peak District, usually with a group of women. And I thought, oh, well, I'll bring a bit of the Peak District down to Trafalgar Square. And so I've decided to try and construct a little bit of dry stone wall and a stile, and then hike around the plinth. So we'll see how that works, because it's a bit blue petery. I've got a clothes aerator, a roll of wallpaper, a little stool from Argos that I've covered in sticky back plastic to make it look like wood, when actually it's not. And I'm now feeling rather foolish in my really hot hiking boots and gear, thinking, right, why did I decide this instead of just reading out some stories or something? Anyway, but hopefully it'll be all right.
So what does hiking mean to you?
Well, it's a chance to get out into beautiful countryside. It's a very social activity too, and I quite enjoy all the map reading and exploring different areas I haven't been to before, as well as familiar routes. So it's a lovely thing to do, really.
Okay. Whereabouts do you normally go hiking?
Usually in the Peak District, living nearby.
And is this an activity that you've kind of engaged in for quite a number of years?
Yes, yeah. I've been walking, hiking. I was brought up in Guernsey in the Channel Islands, so there wasn't much opportunity for hiking there other than just around the cliff paths. But when I moved to the UK and lived in the Midlands, you can't go sailing so easily because there's no coast or beach, so heading up into the hills is a nice thing to do. So probably for the last 20 years or so, hiking.
And do you prefer to do it as a solo activity or with other people?
No, with other people usually. As I say, there's a regular group I go out with most months, sometimes a couple of times a month, maybe a bit less sometimes.
So whilst on the plinth, are you looking to engage with people?
Well, I've got some friends and family, so I'll probably be waving at them, and I brought some boiled sweets to try and bribe the crowd to like me. I don't know how easy it'll be to shout at people and have much without a microphone and a megaphone or whatever. I've seen some people have managed, obviously made life a bit easier, but hopefully I can sort of shout hello and that. I don't know how easy it'll be to engage other than to wave and smile. Okay.
And have you brought anybody with you today?
Yes, my brother is here with me now, and I'm meeting hopefully my cousin and her daughter, and another couple of friends from Nottingham will be here later on.
Have you been following the project since the beginning?
Yes, I'm not, well, probably once a week or something I've logged on and seen what people have been up to, mostly through the website. I don't have Sky, so I haven't been able to watch the programmes on the telly, but I have looked at the website and some of the highlight little videos and things on there.
And how do you feel about bringing such a natural kind of exercise to the centre of such an urban landscape?
Well, that's partly why I think it'd be an interesting idea, if I can get that across. I'm not quite sure whether this wallpaper and clothes area is going to be particularly effective. I don't know. I think, but the idea is to try and do that, to mix something, the heart of the city here, and yet, you know, it's not very far away that we've got this, lots of countryside and the outdoors, and so I thought it'd be a bit of a culture clash, I suppose, a bit of contrast to bring that down here.
Do you often come to London?
Probably once, twice a year, not very often.
And what would you say your relationship with the city's like?
It's interesting. Well, I used to live in Brentwood in Essex, and I used to come regularly then, so that was probably in my early to mid-20s, so I'm quite familiar with the city. I always enjoy coming down, particularly if I go to exhibitions or events or things like that, so, I wouldn't say I have a strong relationship with it, but I see London as an exciting place to come to, and,
Can I ask you to talk a little bit about yourself, what you do, where you're living at the moment?
I'm a company director of an advertising agency called Crimson Cat Limited. I set up with three others 3 years ago on our own. We all left our old company together, and that's been very exciting. And we now have, there's now eight of us. And so I'm quite busy with that. I live in a house in Beeston, as I said, it's just a suburb of Nottingham. And I've lived there for about 7 years. I've been in Nottingham for about 14 years, something like that, I think. Before that, I lived in various places around the UK. What else about me? So apart from the hiking, I really enjoy photography. And I used to do a lot of AmDram, but I haven't for a few years now. Been doing other things. Amateur dramatics.
Okay.
I used to do quite a lot of that sort of for a while. Then, what else do I enjoy? Other than meeting friends, going to the cinema. There's a very good arts cinema in Nottingham and the Broadway, and I really enjoy going to see films.
So you said you used to involve yourself in amateur dramatics.
Yes.
To kind of what extent, what kind of things did you do?
Acting, mainly. Did that sort of from school through my 20s to about probably my mid-30s, when I've just drifted away and done other things recently. But I always enjoyed being part of a production and all the preparation, the rehearsals, and then finally the rather seat of your pants nature of doing the final performances.
Would you say you're naturally quite a kind of performative person?
Performative? That's an interesting word. A performer. Well, I think I'm quite confident and extrovert. I don't think I always would necessarily take the centre stage. I'm a bit nervous about this today because it is a while since I've done anything like this. Probably about 10 years since I've been on stage, so I'm thinking, ooh, suddenly seems like quite a brave thing to do. Yeah.
Do you see your hour today as a performance?
Well, I think to some extent it is. Not that I did wonder about whether to try and do some sort of playlet or something, but actually decided against that. I think it is to some extent. If you're standing up there and you've got people watching you and it's being filmed, then I think even if you just stand still or read a book, it is a performance, yeah.
And can I ask you a little bit about where you were born, kind of where you grew up?
Mm-hmm. I was born in Hertfordshire, but I grew up and my parents still live in Guernsey in the Channel Islands. And so we lived there from when I was three, and I did all my education there till I came away to university in the UK. And I still go back there regularly. It's a lovely place to be.
And was advertising something that you always wanted to go into?
I did a degree in psychology and zoology, and then I joined started in marketing for ICI and then various other international companies. And I really enjoyed that. But the side of the job I liked best, being a product manager in marketing, was always the advertising and promotions side of the work. So just before I was 30, I went off travelling for a while. And when I came back, I thought it'd be interesting to change angle a little bit and switch to the other side, and so I joined an agency. And I do very much enjoy the it's much more short time scales, having to do things quickly, product management, and less of the strategy and politics of big companies. So I enjoy that.
You said you studied zoology. Do you have a quite strong interest in nature and animals?
Yes, probably. Yeah. I don't know what else to say about it. Yes, I do. Yeah, the natural world, natural history interests me a lot. Yeah.
And career-wise, you're happy continuing down the road you're going at the moment?
Yes, yeah. So we just started this company nearly 3 years ago. It's going very well, so that's definitely what I want to carry on doing. Hopefully make it more successful.
Do you specialise in a certain type of advertising?
We do quite a lot of advertising. Probably our largest client is Pfizer Animal Health, part of the American drug company. So by that nature, the fact that most of our business, we do an awful lot of animal health work. So it's leaflets and brochures and conference and exhibitions for drugs for dogs and cats, and also for cattle, sheep, farming side as well.
So just back to your hour today.
Yes.
What are your hopes, fears, expectations?
Okay. Well, my hopes are that people will at least have something to engage them for a few minutes while they're wandering around the square. I hope that I can, that it all works, and my clothes area doesn't get caught up in a gust of wind and fly off or anything like that. Not that I think I've got plenty of string to tie it to. The hopefully I'll use that post you get given. So my fears are that something like that might happen, or I was a bit worried it would be very wet, because that would have been a bit more challenging. I think really it's just to take part in this whole project. I mean, just being one of the 2,400, it doesn't matter quite so much. I don't feel I'm in competition with anybody. It's not about that, is it? It's just about taking part and doing something, and going for a drink afterwards, I think.
Do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
Well, I'm hoping to dine out on the stories. So certainly I've had a lot of support from friends, which has been nice. And there's quite a lot of people who said they'll be watching me on the internet, including my mother. So I think, hopefully that's been something that will have a bit of a lasting effect. And two of my friends are going to be taking lots of photos. So again, that's something that will stay. So yeah. I think it'll be something I can look back on and think, well, at least I had a go. Because at one point when I was had a bit of cold feet and was thinking, oh, it's difficult, because I've been on holiday this week narrow boating with friends, and so it was quite difficult to work out where we'd be, so I'd be able to get the train here, and I had to, and that was adding complications to it, and I nearly backed out. But I thought, well, if I back out, I'll always think, oh, I could have had a go, and I didn't, merely because it was going to be a bit tricky to find a train station. So we've managed to make it work, and I'm here today, and so I'm thinking, yeah, no, it'll be something to look back on and think, well, at least I had a go.
And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Well, I suppose I'll put friends and family, very important. Career probably as well. And my health, I'm well, and I think that's something that's easy to take for granted. I've got pets, quite important, look after them for the day. I split up from a long-term partner just over a year ago, so I'm single at the moment. So I've been trying to be positive and make the most of adjusting to that, which has mostly been okay at the moment. Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Don't think so, no, thank you.